Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. In this week's podcast episode, we are going to be discussing drama. Now, this is not at all one of my favorite topics at all. I actually hate drama. When I was younger, I used to joke with my friends that one day I was going to run away to the mountains where I was so far from resources that nobody could find me because life was too dramatic and people were dramatic and I just didn't like it. And the funny shit is, looking back on all of these claims and these fantasies, that's exactly what I did, because I ran away to the mountains in a very, very rural community. And even ice companies don't fucking deliver to our small businesses. And so I really did run away to the mountains where no one could find me because I don't like drama. So this isn't one of my favorite topics, but I thought that this would make a good episode, because the thing is horses have a lot to teach us about drama, right? And if you've ever been in the industry, then you know that it's everywhere you look, right? Whether you're at shows, whether you're at just barns or wherever, it's everywhere you look. You can turn your head and all of a sudden there's a shit ton of drama. And horses have a lot to teach us about that, actually. So to begin, where exactly does drama stem from, right? A lot of people tend to, like, survive on drama. It's like the one thing that keeps them alive and going, because when there's drama, I don't know, it just makes life a little bit more interesting. And to be honest with you, I don't really know why this is. I think some of this could be that some people get bored with their lives, right? They just, you know, they do the same thing day after day after day. They go to work their 9 to 5 they don't necessarily like. And then they come home and they drink some beers, watch TV, and then do it all again the next day, right? And so, you know, when you get bored with your life, you kind of decide to spice it up sometimes. And you can spice it up by creating drama, right? This can also be a trauma response. You know, let's say your whole life has been filled with chaos and drama. And so then when your life is super quiet and there isn't any, you're like, what the fuck is this? This doesn't feel right. Let's cause some chaos, right? So those are some reasons that drama can be stemmed, right? And on top of that, some people just thrive off of seeing other people in misery. They thrive off of just hurting other people, or just any of these situations that aren't exactly fun, right? So, like, for example, you go to a boarding barn. There is so much fucking drama at a damn boarding barn. You know, someone's complaining about maybe their tack is just out of place or something, or another person's complaining, you know, something about their fucking horse, you know. And the thing with horse people is horse people, like, they have a love-hate relationship with their horses, right? Some people love what their horses provide for them. Some people love the money that they get from their horses. Maybe they're a professional. Now, that doesn't always mean that they're going to put the horse's well-being first. This can be due to a lot of reasons, right? They may love their horse to pieces and be willing to advocate for their horse without realizing that what they're doing is wrong or inhumane, right? But anyway, you know, people love their horses, or they love what horses offer to them, right? So they're willing to defend them at any fucking cost, even if that's cussing out their barn owner, or, you know, being incredibly rude to somebody else, or just, you know, just tearing other people down. You know, I know in last week's episode, we kind of discussed how people in the industry tend to tear each other down instead of lift each other up, right? Maybe it's because they feel threatened by another individual. So at the end of the day, there's drama everywhere. Show barns, you know, you see people, just like ripping each other off or throwing each other under the bus so that they could win, or, you know, put others in an advantage or a disadvantage. So there's a lot of reasons that drama comes into play. Now, in the training industry, specifically, I have noticed a common theme that people like getting dramatic reactions from their horses. Now, let's say that you're starting a colt, or somebody is starting a colt, and this horse is way over the threshold, super stressed out. You can tell that they're not really doing well. And now someone decides, you know what? This horse is freaked out. I'm going to hop on that horse, right? And now they're going to hop on this horse. The horse is going to go into a rage of bucking and rearing and spinning, and everyone's going to praise the rider for being able to ride that out, right? Everyone's gonna be like, oh, there you go, you're a fucking cowboy, Jimmy. You know, I'm just give them so much praise for riding out this horse, even though it is so over threshold, and it's not right, it's not ethical for the sake of the horse, right? It's because people love those dramatic reactions in their horses. You know, or let's say, you know, you have a horse that spooks on the trail. Well, now everyone's like, oh, well, let's escalate the situation, right? Let's run this horse in circles, make them confront what they spooked at, and overall just make the situation worse, because we want to see what the horse is going to do. We want to see what's going to happen when we push them to their limits. And that is a very common theme within the equine industry, specifically in regards to training, is that people like these dramatic reactions, right? These dramatic reactions bring some sort of a purpose to some people, right? Because, like, if you can ride out some pretty gnarly bucks, then you're a badass horseman. You know, if you can, make a horse who's rearing and charging at you stop rearing and charging at you by beating the shit out of them, then you're going to be praised for that, right? We are constantly praised for creating drama and dramatic reactions within our horses, and that's kind of fucked up. Now, two things I want to point out. First things first, if we are praised for creating drama, then we are going to create drama, right? Humans are creatures of habit. We thrive off of things that make us feel good. And so when we are praised for doing something, such as getting good grades or going above and beyond at work, then you are going to continue doing that because you like to being praised for it, right? Well, and so when we create drama with our horses and create all of these dramatic situations that really don't need to exist, and we get praised for it, well, what are we going to do? We're going to continue making that drama, right? Because it feels good when people are like, oh, you rode out that buck, or oh, you showed that horse who was boss, right? We are going to continue doing what we are praised to do because we chase that good feeling. Secondly, as kind of already somewhat discussed, when we are familiar with something, we are going to run to it, right? So if we are familiar with drama, if we are familiar with horses losing their minds and being above the threshold, then we are going to chase that drama. You know what I mean? We're going to chase it because that's something we are familiar with. And when you have been in the equine industry for any amount of time, then you are familiar with all of these dramatic situations with horses, whether it's these dramatic, you know, people at a barn or at a show, or watching horses above the threshold constantly freaking out, not really being listened to or understood by humans, right? When we're used to that, we're going to keep chasing it. We're going to keep following it because we think it's okay. And time has shown us over and over that it's really not okay. You know, science has shown us that when horses are over the threshold, when horses are experiencing traumatic situations that we commonly just see as another day in the industry, then this is going to cause brain damage, right? It's going to cause a release of chemicals and then an imbalance of chemicals. And all of these chemicals can damage the equine brain. And so if you go and read my newest book, Find Your Fight, then you will kind of hear all about the neurology of that stuff, of trauma, and just how it kind of rewires your brain. So drama literally affects the horse's well-being, mental, physical, emotional, all that, right? So drama can lead to stress and trauma, and all of this can lead to like stomach ulcers and neurological issues, hyperreactivity, just all of these things, right? And so when we start creating these dramatic situations, it is going to damage the horse, and they may even enter a state of learned helplessness, which is where when the horses realize that nothing they do can change their situation. So then they kind of just like become a robot, become a zombie, right? But anywho, learned helplessness can commonly be mistaken as a well-behaved horse when it really isn't, you know, which is a shut-down horse. But this goes to show that even in our everyday lives, we don't need drama to survive, right? Drama can actually affect how we operate as well. You know, it can make us exhausted all the time. It can make us afraid of what's going to happen next, of, you know, who's going to say what when we go into work. You know, drama, it's not healthy for us either. Life is so much easier and so much more peaceful when all you literally do is you have the things that you love. You know, you might challenge yourself and take risks and go and explore, you know, and practice all kinds of neuroplasticity behaviors. But, you know, when you aren't constantly chasing drama or constantly chasing the misery of others, life is so much easier, right? Now, don't get me wrong, you can still be confronted with drama. You know, I don't like drama at all. I stay out of it as much as humanly possible, but I do, you know, interact with people. And where there is people, there is going to be drama. And so the biggest thing with this is, you know, you can listen to the drama, but leave it at that. You know, you don't have to be involved with the drama, you know, or someone's like, oh, well, so-and-so said this. Now you feel determined to go to so-and-so and, you know, check the facts and blah, 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 blah. You don't need to do that, right? If somebody brings you a dramatic situation, you can do two things. You can either listen to it, and then it ends there. You never think about it again. You never worry about it again. Or two, you can be like, oh, okay, I don't even want to hear about it because I don't want to know about the drama. So those are two ways that you can handle drama when you are confronted with it. As for horses, you know, we're going to see drama no matter where we go in the industry, right? Even in life, it's everywhere. But when it comes to the horses, you know, you can be like, well, you know, I don't really like it when my horse bucks or freaks out or is nervous. So how can I make things more calming for the horse, more relaxing, right? And we can do these by following what's called LIMA. And this is least intrusive, minimally aversive. There's a whole bunch of levels to LIMA. But basically, you want to keep things as stress-free as possible when you are working with your horse, because you don't want to see all of these big reactions, all of these behaviors. You don't want to see that stuff, right? And so we kind of have to start growing okay with that, growing, accepting of the fact that we don't need all these big crazy reactions in our horses to be successful or to be praised for it, right? Because that was one thing that I've noticed with a lot of people who have switched to the compassionate methods that they struggle with, is they struggle with the fact that they see things very differently now, right? They're not praised for a horse bucking or losing its shit anymore. Instead, they're like, oh, well, my horse didn't do anything. This is pretty cool, you know? And so we have to start growing comfortable with our minds as well, and being like, hey, you know, I know I'm so fucking used to seeing all of these dramatic and crazy ass shit with horses, and now I'm not seeing any of that, and I have to let myself know that it's okay, right? You have to learn to let yourself be comfortable with a change, be comfortable with the differences, and know that, hey, I know that this is what I've been taught, but what I've been taught is not right. It is not ethical, and it is not humane for the horse, so I need to start getting used to seeing things a different way, doing things a different way, you know, stuff like that. One lesson that I had to learn pretty quickly was that in order for the safety and the well-being of me and my animals, I needed to stop giving a shit what other people thought or said or any of that stuff, right? In the past, there was a situation where a owner refused to get their horse vet care, and it turned into this whole big thing. The horse went home. I became a horse abuser despite my bazillion text messages and proof of that they didn't do what was needed for their horse, and it kind of fucked me up a lot because, you know, I'm not a horse abuser, and I have worked so hard to do right by the horses, right? And one person kind of fucked that all up, and I kind of had to look at that and be like, you know what? You can say what you want, you can do what you want, but it doesn't concern me because I know the truth, right? And so that's one of those situations too. You're going to be confronted with drama, and you're going to be confronted with a bunch of bullshit. And the best way to do this is look at it as what's true, what's not, and move on. You know, and another big piece of advice is don't take criticism from somebody you wouldn't ask for advice. So if you wouldn't go to this person and be like, hey, I have a question, can you help me? Then don't take their criticism, you know, don't take their bullshit, you know, just focus purely on you, your life, and your animals. You know, if people want to say, oh my God, training with treats is going to make your horses fucking disrespectful, let them say it. You know, you're doing what is right for you and your horse. You are advocating for the well-being of your horse, and I personally am proud of you for that, and I'm sure your horse thanks you for it too. You know, so let other equestrians talk, let them all talk shit about whatever the hell you're doing, you know, let them say whatever the hell they want. Just focus on you and your horse. You know, as for your own horsemanship journey, you know, so many people I've seen get belittled because they don't want to ride their horse. They just want to, you know, enjoy their company in the pasture. And as long as the horse's basic needs are met and you're able to perform routine care such as farrier vet care and stuff like that, it really doesn't matter what your goals are with your horse. So with that too, you know, if people start kind of creating drama or talking shit about how you don't want to ride your horses, let them, you know, let them talk their shit about you. Let them talk your shit about your methods. Just do your thing. You know, as long as the horse is not in pain and not suffering, it doesn't really matter what you do. So that's another very important thing to remember too. You know, let people talk their shit, let them have their stories and have their gossip, and do whatever the fuck they feel necessary just to make, you know, just for them to get through the day. Let them do that and worry about yourself. And again, if somebody brings drama to you, don't try and chase it down the rabbit hole. You know, if someone's like, hey, so-and-so was saying this about you, or so-and-so was doing this and it wasn't right by their horse, or just stupid shit like that, you know, you have two options. You can be like, oh, well, let me go talk to so-and-so about what she said about me or about this situation. And then let's say so-and-so says something else. Now you go talk to another person, and you don't go down the rabbit hole. You know, let the drama end with you. You know, don't gossip, just, you know, hear it and move on. You know, be like, oh, okay, that sucks. Well, that really sucks for so-and-so, but fuck it. And just continue worrying about you. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean being so self-centered that you don't want to help people, right? So like, for example, I had a situation a while back where I had a student and they were going through a really, really rough time and it was affecting their riding. You know, and so I asked them about it. And so then, you know, they explained the situation more in depth and I went out of my way to try and help them out in their personal life. And, you know, I offered them a place to stay. Gave them a few free lessons because horses were their safe space, and just a few other things with that, you know. And so there's a difference between getting wrapped up in drama and actually helping people, right? Because you don't want to be so self-centered that you don't want to help people. The one thing that I've always learned is that it is okay to be selfish as long as you are not hurting others in the process, right? You want to take care of yourself, you want to be selfish and make sure you are getting what you need, but as soon as you start hurting others in the process, then you've gone too far, right? So you still want to help people, but there's again, if someone's like, hey, you know, I'm having a really rough time, I'm having really rough financial situation, and someone be like, oh, well, Karen said that I'm not wearing the right saddle, or I'm not riding in the right saddle, and so now Karen pissed me off, you know, and so those are two very different circumstances. You know, you can help people and not be involved in drama, but the second you start getting involved in drama, you know, your peace is going to get affected, your well-being is going to be affected, because you're no longer just worrying about you, how you can take care of yourself, your animals, your loved ones. That's not really a concern for you anymore. It's whatever the fuck everybody else is saying, whatever's going on around the gossip hole, and all that stuff. So just stay out of drama, you know, stay focused on your goals and your dreams, and let people say whatever the fuck they want to say. You know, help others, but as long as you are doing your thing, you are making sure that you are taking care of yourself, your animals, your loved ones, then it really doesn't matter what else is going to happen. And the other thing to remember too is that when people gossip, when people start all this drama, it gets so blown out of proportion, it's not even funny. You know, you may have started off with, oh, you know, Kelsey's horse tripped during the lesson today, and then, you know, a couple days later, all of a sudden, Kelsey's horse bucked her off, ran off, and dragged her. You know, so with that, too, thing, it's like a game of telephone. You know, when drama happens, you have to take it with a grain of salt, because you never really know what went on unless you were physically there. You know, because one person says one thing and it just gets blown out of proportion. Before you know it, you never actually know what fucking happened. So, you know, when drama happens, just take it all with a grain of salt. And the biggest thing, always go straight to the source. You know, if something is for some reason like an emergent thing, you know, if it's not emergent, don't fucking worry about it. You know, just move on. But like, you know, for the example of an accident, you know, if somebody is like, hey, Kelsey got dragged by her horse, you're like, what? What, Kelsey got dragged by her horse? Go see if Kelsey's okay. And then you find out that Kelsey's horse really just tripped and everything's fine. So to summarize, people are attracted to drama for a number of reasons, right? It could be that they are familiar with drama. They grew up in that environment, so they constantly chase drama. It could be that they are bored in their everyday lives and so find the need to go and create drama. And it could also be that they are praised for creating drama, and just for all of that fun shit, right? And the thing is with drama is that it's not healthy for you, for the horse, or any of that. You know, we don't want to see all these big dramatic reactions within our horses. We don't want to constantly be involved in drama in our everyday lives, because it's going to cause mental, physical, emotional issues, and it's just overall going to affect your well-being as well as the horse's well-being. And finally, just don't get involved in it. You know, if somebody brings drama to you, weigh the situation. You know, if it's like a safety concern, maybe go and dig into it. But if not, you know, let people talk their gossip. Let people talk their shit. Continue working on you and your horse, chasing your goals. Help people when needed, but don't get involved in shit that you don't want to. Because things get lost in translation. They go down the rabbit hole. And before you know it, an entire story has been blown out of proportion. So with that being said, I hope you guys all enjoyed this podcast episode. If you're not already, please check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all that super fun stuff. The links to all of that can be found on our website. Stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and we'll see y'all next time.